Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, and of course, right now, our guest this evening is Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good, I think.
Well, you know, these are very unusual times. Certainly we saw gold get up to $7.50 in Dubai yesterday. It was down again. It was down today, knocked down. Silver took a terrible shellacking. We find that some of the biggest banks in the world are having real problems. Certainly J.P. Morgan Chase and Lehman Brothers, and certainly even the Union Bank of Switzerland is writing off billions of dollars based upon their bad investments, and the dollar's falling. But let's get your take on it. Where did the dollar finish today? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I don't know what I did with it here. It was up today. 278.28, up 39.
All right, fine. Well, so that still is not very, very strong. It's down considerably from the 80, which was sort of a support level, wasn't it?
Well, actually, there's no support, resistance levels in this area, because gold hasn't been in this area for 27 years. So I think, as far as charts, waves, cycles are concerned, they're not really usable because there's no precedent except 27 years ago. And I have to assume that the people who were long at that time, most of which are now deceased.
Well, you know, the thing is that I think we're really going to see some very, very unusual times as we're going to begin to find the ravages of inflation as the price of goods coming from the Orient and other countries is going to go up because the value of the dollar is going to go down. And even, of course, Alan Greenspan is talking about maybe the euro would replace the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. What would the effect be as far as the average American is concerned if the dollar ceased to be the reserve currency of the world and people began getting out of the dollars they're holding, the $3 trillion or more that's being held by foreigners?
Well, first off, I think that we're already seeing the abandonment of the dollar, and that was borne out by comments from other nations that had previously been large dollar buyers, usually in the sense that they were buying U.S. treasuries and agency securities. And since June, that has dwindled off quite a bit. First of all, I'd like to address why the market in gold and silver did what it did today.
All right, I'd like to get your thought on that.
And very simply is that the commercial shorts in the futures market usually stay short about 100,000 contracts. And the reason why is the pros always play the short side of the market. They very seldom play the long side. And they, in the last 3 weeks, added 92,000 contracts. Now, in two previous shorting expeditions by these commercials at the behest of the United States government, have run about 82,000 to 85,000. So they were fairly overextended, and we're talking about billions of dollars.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. All right, well, Bob, go right ahead. Basically, what you're saying is that the big boys are out there representing the government, which is trying to drive down the price of gold and silver, and basically they're selling a lot of short positions. Really, of course, when they have no possible way of filling those, You know the old adage, you know, when you sell short, he who sells what isn't his and has to give it back or go to prison. So they're really selling a lot of gold and silver that they don't have, and sometimes even that doesn't exist readily in the market, aren't they?
Well, right. And so what happened was that the central banks come in overnight. They hit gold, and then they hit it in London. And at one point, they had it down about $23. And that allowed those shorts to cover their shorts. And this is what the exercise was all about. Gold ended the day up just under $18 on the downside. Silver was off about 40 cents. And that's the end of it. I mean, they've got their cover in. Some central bank probably sold maybe 4 or 5 or 10 tons of gold to suppress this the market, and so we're in a long-term bull market. So for those of you who would like to add to positions, that should have been done today and tomorrow. And those of you who don't have positions, you should add to them right now, because this is a great opportunity. Normally, you don't have these kind of corrections on a normal basis in the market. And the reason I say it that way is that the market is rigged. And the market will stay rigged as long as the central banks have gold to sell. And we're going to have to fight them all the way up. And they're not dumb. They're a very intelligent adversary. And their goal is world government. And our goal is freedom. And so that's why we have to keep on buying gold and silver related assets to stop them from being successful. And really, that's what that's all about. And we are going to shortly see $850 gold. And it's going to be a lot more problems in the economy than people presently envision. I get a lot of questions about, well, gee, why did the market hit new highs? Well, even with all the dreadful economic news, we had the new highs because the Fed and other central banks, all the major central banks, in fact, are creating liquidity via money and credit.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought there.
Window as well.
Hold that thought, Bob, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Bob Chapman says that the gold market and the silver market are being rigged by certainly the central banks of the world, and people have to understand these central bankers have, billions of dollars at their disposal, or whatever currency you're talking about, and certainly the bank will sell 10 tons of gold here and 10 tons of gold there. But why are the central banks even holding gold if it's really of no value? And who are they selling it to? They may sell, well, we're going to sell 10 tons of gold, but how many people in the audience know anybody who's ever bought even a ton of gold? I mean, nobody's going
out. Well, nobody in our audience, that's for sure.
But don't you really think that it's people of great wealth who are buying it, or other central banks?
No, not at this point in time.
All right, who do you think is buying?
Now, the big buyers are India, the Middle East, China. Those are the main buyers.
All right.
They probably make up 90%.
So they really are buying gold.
As far as Canada, the United States, and Europe, there are very little of no buyers.
All right, fine.
And that's because they just simply don't understand what's going on. You got to remember that the last bull market in gold was in June of 1980, it really terminated. And if you were 25 years old then, you were 0.1% of the population that knew the gold went up. Now, those people are 52 years old now, and they have no knowledge of what went on. The only people who have any knowledge at all are people who are older than that. So we have an educational process on our hands where people have to be told that gold is real money and not the fiat currency that they have throughout the world. They are not real money. And we have to make people understand that. And that's why in Western Europe, the United States, and Canada, we don't have anybody buying gold. They will. It'll come slowly. But the main buying is being bought by other countries.
All right, now you mentioned the Middle East. Saudi Arabia, Dubai, United Arab Emirates, those countries buying gold, are they trying to back their currency with gold?
No. No, it's individuals who are the buyers. It is not governments. The exceptions to that are perhaps China and Russia.
All right.
Or perhaps even Venezuela. I don't know. I'm just guessing. And so those would be possible, probable buyers of gold, but most of it's for personal consumption. And this has really sent the Illuminists up a wall, because they just never expected that there would be this tremendous physical offtake of gold, which is taking all the gold away from them, that they wanted to continue to suppress the market with. And so they're in deep trouble, because I don't know how much gold they've got left. Nobody else does either except them. And they're going to keep on doing what they're doing until they don't have any more.
Do you think they'll ever dump all of their gold? Don't you think they want to keep some? Because they've realized that's the only thing that really is of value. And, you know, if the whole paper money system falls apart and they can't get in the cashless society, which is what they really want, they really want everybody using, Visa cards or MasterCards or things of that sort. You know, so everything's electronic. But, you know, certainly if that system doesn't work out, don't you think that the central bankers would want to have some gold on hand, because they know it's the only thing that really preserves value through the centuries?
Well, I think that's going to happen on a country-by-country basis. We just saw Switzerland sell 27 months of gold sales in 3 months. They have completed about 34%, about 75% of their sales. Now, the Swiss have never done that before. Why did they do that? Because they were told to sell that gold. Because the other central banks, the United States, Great Britain in particular, they wanted them to sell to continue to help to suppress the price of gold. And so that's why they did what they did. Spain did the same thing. They didn't have to sell gold. They sold, 3/4 of their gold holdings, and it's gone, and all gobbled up. And what happened was, during June, July, August, and now September, the price of gold has rocketed in spite of their selling. In fact, the buyers are interpreting every sale by the central banks as being progressively bullish, and the reason why is that how much more do they have left? And as you say, who is not going to sell? Well, I know one group of people is not going to sell, and that's Germany. Now, heretofore, I wouldn't think France would be a seller, but I do now because of Sagoski, who is their new president, who's a neocon, and he'll do anything the central bankers tell him to do because they bankrolled him. Italy has sold a great deal of gold forward. Nobody knows how much. They did that via leasing. They hold it in the books like they still own it, but it doesn't exist anymore because it's been sold into the market.
All right, fine. Well, certainly you think, though, that Germany's going to hang on to most of their gold?
Yes, I do think so. I think that the German public would go ballistic if the CDU, who is in power right now, in a coalition government, sold their gold. So, because they wouldn't be sellers, the Swiss and the Spanish took it up and they filled it in. Last year, out of 500 tons to be sold by the Central Bank Gold Sales Agreement, which used to be called the Washington Agreement, there were only 393 tons sold. This year it's going to be close to 500. And that's because these other countries were requested by the Illuminati to sell more gold. And let me tell you something. The Illuminati is in tough shape because they've got a war in the Middle East that's gone upside down. They And if they go into a rant, it'll be even worse. No matter how it happens, it'll be worse. And they have a depression that's going to come to the United States and eventually to the rest of the world, which they've planned that they can't stop. And here they are dumping all their gold. They have no collateralization left. They are in desperate straits. And when the big dude Brzezinski tells us that the effort for world government's been set back 30 years, I disagree with him. It's been set back more than 50 years. The thing is that when all falls asunder, which it will over the next 5 to 10 years, and probably 5 years, then we have to seek out the people who deliberately caused this, and we have to try them, and we have to put them in jail, because they have defrauded the American people.
What do you think will happen to the United States if the U.S. dollar ceases to be the reserve currency of the world and that actually shifts over to the euro or some other currency becomes the world reserve currency?
It's called third class country. We will become a third class country.
But the average American is never going to believe that, Bob.
They're
going to say it just can't.
They're going to live under bridges then because they just don't get it. And they will not listen. And it's their own fault what's going to happen to them. And there's no excuses. There's enough information out there today. People are presented with it and they are in denial or they don't care or they don't believe it. And let them do what they want.
I think really the great tragedy is so many of our elderly people, you know, have their lifetime investments in fixed dollar assets, whether it be pensions or insurance policies or CDs or bank deposits or annuities, things like that. And it's just as the dollar loses its value, they are progressively being robbed of what they have. The dollar's already lost over 96% of its value since 1913 and certainly has lost almost 40% of its value in the last, another 40% in the last 3 years. And the average American is totally
All the information is there. If they don't want to listen, if they don't want to look, I mean, you and I are on the air. I do 15 programs a week. I don't know how many you do. We are old men. We are in our 70s. We're doing this to help people. And they don't want to listen. What are we supposed to do? Beat them over the head with a club?
No, I do actually 26 programs a week. So.
Well, but you're older than I am. You get more energy than I do.
With 15.
But the point is that they got to listen.
Right.
And they're not listening, and they don't want to. And we only can do what we can do. And that is save the people financially, economically, perhaps even physically, from what is going to happen. And it is going to happen. It is irreversible. We are going to have a terrible recession, and maybe we'll have a depression. And the only way to augment that at this point in time is to be in gold and silver-related assets. And for those who are very, very wealthy, there's other alternatives so that they don't have to keep their entire nest egg in that place. But for the average person, it's gold and silver coins and shares, and there is nothing else.
What do you think is going to happen to our major banks, the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Citicorp and the other major banks that, have...
The big ones will be nationalized.
They're going to be nationalized?
We'll have about 25 or 30 nationalized.
And the government's just going to have to take them and then over just to protect...
We live in a corporate fascist society. It fits right in, Stan.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman. And if you do have a question for Bob, why, you know our number. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in one of the most dangerous times, in our nation's history. There's been a conscious effort to undermine the fabric of our economic system. They knew exactly what they were doing. Alan Greenspan massively increased the money supply. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. And they're not telling you the truth about inflation or much of anything else. Well, Bob, one of our callers, wants to know what the recommendations about gold and silver. What's the best form? What form of gold and what form of coins would you suggest?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
We have a force like Blackwater. Go ahead and pick that idea up, Bob.
Well, it's very simple. They're going to use them against us. They already have. I mean, we had a hurricane a couple of years ago and in New Orleans and elsewhere in that region. And so what did they do? They went in and stripped people of their weapons, and they ordered people around, and if you don't do what they tell you to do, they kill you. I mean, they're professional murderers. And if we have a terrible time in America and they create camps to send people to, then those are the people you're going to have to shoot. It's very simple. And anybody that wants to put it any other way is deceiving themselves. This is just like a Praetorian Guard. These people are professional murderers.
Well, I'm very, very concerned that this has... We've come to this, and of course, one thing is that they, I think, believe that an awful lot of Americans would not shoot other Americans. That's why
these
you need first to bring these people, or these professional mercenaries in from other countries who have no loyalty to America, but they are loyal to the people paying their salary, like the Hessian soldiers were at the time of King George III, the time of the American Revolution. They weren't using petty soldiers, they were using mercenary soldiers.
Well, that's true, and that's what's going to happen again, because Americans refuse to pay attention. They don't think it's going to happen.
Well, we'll
ask them what they think when they're living under a bridge, and they get herded off to some camp to get gassed and put away in the ground because they're useless eaters. So get used to it, Americans, because your inactivity, because you won't deluge Congress and force them to do what you want to do, you're going to live on your knees, and that's your reward for what you've done. Or haven't done.
Well, as we often say, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. It was very interesting reading, at least beginning to read, Alan Greenspan's new book, The Age of Turbulence, and they were actually thinking that back in 1979 or so, when they had to raise the interest rates almost to over 20% and cut off credit and just shut down the whole economy, they were afraid the American people would take to the streets and have their barricades, but you know, the American people didn't do anything. They just accepted everything. After all, we're a democracy. Well, the trouble is that we're not a democracy. We're a republic, and the federal government under our Constitution would never be able to do what it's doing. It's simply that they ignore the Constitution, and nobody ever challenges all those people in power who have violated the oath that they've sworn to uphold, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we've got an awful lot of domestic enemies of our Constitution right in Washington, D.C. today. Well, Bob...
You're absolutely right,
incidentally. Well, anyway, Chris, we've both been around for a good long period of time. Well, basically, as we see this thing, unfolding, certainly, what do you think is going to happen over in Europe? It looks like the German economy is doing fairly well, and they're certainly raising their interest rates. They're keeping inflation under control. It looks like they're going to be in pretty good shape when this whole thing begins to fall apart.
Well, the IFO index of some 5,000 businessmen fell this past month, and orders are starting to slow down. And Germany has reached a level of employment that they haven't seen since the Second World War. And you know why? Because the European Central Bank, of which includes 13 nations which are involved in the Eurozone, is increasing money and credit at a rate of 11%.
Are they really?
So 18 of 20 major international central banks are increasing money and credit at over 14% per year. So it's not anything mystical for Germany or anybody in Europe, any country in Europe, to perform well. I mean, they've got money coming out of their eyeballs.
Well, of course, down the line, it produces inflation, destroys the value of everybody's savings, of everybody's assets. I mean, inflation is a terrible thing. There's no better way to destroy a nation than inflation. And, of course, as I
read... And every nation is doing it.
I was amazed. I was just rereading one of your newsletters that pointed out that Russia was increasing their money supply 40%.
Well, 18.8% in China.
And so, really, what they're doing is laying the groundwork for runaway inflation all around the world, which, of course, will come back and bite us as well. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Bob Chapman, and we have Peter calling from Salinas, so let's go ahead and take Peter's call. Hi, Peter. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Bob?
Yes?
I'm looking at the value of offices sold in San Francisco. This is the financial capital here in the West, as close of a tie to Asia as you can get, plunging 24% as lenders tighten amid subprime woes. Any comment?
No, basically...
Well, you know, it's interesting that they're doing
that. San Francisco offices, not Detroit offices, not offices in Atlanta, offices that are absolutely tied to the Asian dollar, plunged 24%.
All right, so the price then of office buildings or offices is going down. Go ahead, Bob. What are your thoughts on that?
Thanks, Bob.
Well, first of all, decrease in the prime rate of 0.5% and a discount rate of 0.5%. The discount rate is when banks go to the window with the Fed and say, give me some money. and so the Fed says, well, how much do you want? And they say, well, I'd like about $8 billion this week. And they'll say, okay. And they debit their account and they credit the account of the bank for $8 billion. And, of course, the Fed has no money. And so they create it out of thin air. And the bank then goes and lends 8 times that money to keep Wall Street from collapsing and the banks from collapsing within the U.S. financial system. Now, the other side of that coin is, while all that's going on, the mortgage lenders and the banks that lend to those who want to be borrowers to buy mortgages, loans, they have tightened everything up, just as you just said. And so the entire mortgage market is essentially frozen, just like the commercial credit market is, or commercial paper market, as it's called. And it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Why would anybody in their right mind who was a foreigner go and buy U.S. treasuries and agencies, which is Fannie, Freddie, etc.? Why would they buy those when the difference in the two rates are only 19 basis points, or 3/16 in round figures? Why would any foreigner want to buy U.S. paper? They'd have to be insane. And that doesn't include the 11.1% inflation in the United States. And so what's going to happen? All the major central banks,
Hold that thought, Bob. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob was just pointing out what's going on. The real inflation rate, they're lying about it. Of course, the people who are really calculating this and watching the inflation rate figure it's about 11.1% here in the United States. And Bob then asked the question, why would anybody want to buy U.S. Treasury bonds with an inflation rate of 11% when they're probably not going to get more than 4 or 5% at the most on those Treasury bills? So they're going to be losing with the invest in America. Well, the inflation is going to wipe them out about 6% a year. Why would anybody invest in American bonds when they could get a real return elsewhere in the world? Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
Absolutely. And, you know,
if I might interject, there it is, Dr. Stan. There it is, Bob. Right there. Where is the value of money today?
Well, it's just falling and falling very rapidly, Peter. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much, both of you, for what you bring in. Bob, I appreciate your fidelity. Dr. Stan, I appreciate your absolute commitment to what it is to be an American, and that is, pay attention, people. It's all money. And Bob, my God, thank God you're there.
God bless, and thanks very much. Bye, Peter. And
well, thank you. And that's why old men do these things, because we learn through all of our mistakes. But the bottom line is, there's nobody going to buy our paper anymore. And when that happens, interest rates have to go up. So what is the alternative for people who are in fixed incomes, who have everything in U.S. dollar-denominated assets? The only thing that I can offer other than gold and silver-related assets is Swiss franc government bonds. They only pay like 1.9%, but that's okay. Inflation in Switzerland is probably at best 2%. Unemployment, if you can believe it, is 2.9%. Inflation is probably 1.5 to 2%. You talk about a well-run government. And incidentally, I lived there for 3 years, and I speak both French and German, and all three Italian, which are the languages of that country. It's split into three sections. But the point is, for those of you who would like to get out of the dollar, who don't want to go in gold and silver, because you're old like we are and you don't want to take any risk, that's your alternative. If you want to get that kind of information, I'll give it to you, free of charge. All you have to do is email me.
All right, how can people get in touch with you, Bob? You want to get your email address out, your website?
Well, first of all, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. Published by email, Wednesdays and Saturdays, each day, 25 to 30 pages normally. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month, and you can go to our site on the Internet, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. If you want to email me, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. If you want a free introductory copy of either, you can go to the site or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188, and we will answer anybody's questions.
Well, I think that people have to really understand that they're not being forthright. When the government tells you that inflation is 2%, 2.2%, or maybe if, that's the core inflation, if you want to take in food and fuel, why it might be 4%, they're simply lying. In fact, that today I'm reading, they talk about $100 a barrel oil, and that probably we're going to have $100 a barrel oil very shortly. The price of wheat is over $9 a bushel. I mean, the price of corn is skyrocketing. Go to the market and look and see what's happening, and then ask yourself, am I going to believe what the government tells me, or am I going to believe my lying eyes? And you better certainly believe your lying eyes and make your preparations accordingly, because inflation is here and it's growing and it's beginning to spiral out of control. But they don't dare tell the American people that, because then you wouldn't trust them anymore. Now, Sydney, what is M3? Have you been following that? This is the figure that the government stopped publishing. It's a monetary increment of all the money, really, U.S. money in the world, and credit and things of that sort. They say it really doesn't tell us anything. We've been putting this out for 30 or 40 or 50 years, but we suddenly discovered it's of no value at all, so we're not going to publish it anymore. What does M3 show, and why is it so important, and why did they stop publishing it?
Well, first of all, it's the culmination each month of all the money and credit that's created. It's as simple as that without going into detail. Secondly, why do they discontinue it? Because they don't want you to know what they're doing. When they discontinued it about a year and a half ago, inflation was running probably about 10%. And they knew that they were going to get into serious problems if they continued to publish M3. So they stopped. Now, the International Forecaster publishes M3. It's an estimate, but it's pretty close. And there's only two other people in the world that I know do it. And I just don't get it. I mean, it's such an important thing. I know that a lot of credit is created outside the Federal Reserve System today, and so does other professionals. But the point is, it's still a guidepost, and it's still important. Nobody talks about it. You know why? Because economists and analysts work for banks, insurance companies, brokerage firms, and corporations. And if they come out and tell the people the truth and question the government, they lose their jobs. So the only people who tell the truth are independent people like us who don't care what the government thinks, know what anybody else thinks.
Well, I think that it's important. So what is the M3 by your estimate at the present time?
What is the what?
What is the M3 at the present time by your estimate?
It's up 14.1% last month. The month before, it was 13.5%. The month before, it was 13%. But it's been over 10% for the last 4 years. And 18 of the other major central banks in the world are at the same level, around 14%, and that's because some of them are much higher than that. The European Central Bank admits to 12.7%, which is outrageous. I mean, they represent 13 countries, and nobody pays any attention. I don't want to know.
What this really means is that your currency, what you have in the bank, your money that you have invested in bonds is losing its value about 14% a year. It doesn't take very long before it really won't borrow much of anything, and we're going just the way that Brazil has in the past, or Argentina, or Russia, or the Weimar Republic. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling from Richland, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. Bob, nice to talk with you again. You recommended gold, but quite often I see that there's like a 40% markup whenever you buy anything in gold, so you'd have to wait for the market to go up like 40% before you'd really break even. That was one thing that's kept me from purchasing it. Also, I heard that if you buy rare coins, the only thing rarer than a rare coin is a rare coin buyer.
All right, fine. Bob, why don't you reply to that, Ron, saying, look,
Well, first of all, it all depends on who you go to. And like any other industry that's unregulated, coin dealers can charge whatever they want. And very often they do mark coins up 40 or 50%. But all of them don't do that. And I send people to people who have been in the coin business for years who don't mark them up 40 or 50%. They mark them up 5 or 10%. And in graded numismatic coins, that's reasonable. And in the bullion coins, they mark them up 2 or 3, sometimes 5%, but usually 2 or 3%. And in silver, if you buy silver bags, the markup's about 2%. So to make a blanket statement that everybody is paying 40% more for coins than they should be is incorrect.
Well, I think that, Bob, that they're really...
Wait a minute. I am not in the coin business, nor do I get paid by anybody in the coin business. And I can tell you that in the stock brokerage business, in which I spent 28 years as the largest gold silver stockbroker in the world, there are brokerage firms that will charge you for a $20,000 or $10,000 trade, $900, and there's other brokerage firms which will charge you $152. So it all depends on where you go. And I send people to people who charge reasonable and inexpensive rates for both coins and shares. So that shouldn't be an excuse not to buy anymore, because all you have to do is email me and I'll send you to them, and I don't get paid a dime from them.
And I think, Ron, you just got to shop around. I will tell you, there are a lot of sharks out there, and we've actually had some people who are wanted to advertise with us and did for a time, and I finally, and I will tell you, it was a very tough thing to do, had to call them and say, I will not carry my program again because your charges are excessive. So, I mean, but you just got to shop around, and I'm sure you get a much better deal than that.
Well, also, as far as selling it, how would you sell your coins then?
All right. How would you
sell
them?
Well, it's just the same way you'd buy them.
You go back
to the same dealer, and then you call 3 or 4 other dealers. In fact, I did that this week, last week, for one lady, and she had a whole bunch of coins. And I went to 4 dealers, and they all gave me ratty prices. And the guy that she bought them from actually gave her the best prices. And I said, you go and liquidate those coins through them, because what they had sold her was coins that don't trade too much. And the reason they do dealers do that is they mark them up an awful lot. And there's a lot of nuances to that business. And again, email me. I've been involved in coins since 1960 when I bought a $20 BU, which is the equivalent today, I would believe, of U.S. $20 St. Gaudens, which would be an MS64. I paid $47. They trade for about $1,000 today. Well, maybe not after today. Maybe they're $950. But the point is that if you know what you're doing, you don't have that problem. That's why people subscribe to the International Forecaster, and that's why I help them.
Anything else you want to ask, Rob?
No, well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
But I would say just shop around, never except for the first thing that you're told. There are a lot of sharks in the water, and there's a lot of blood in the water, too, and you don't want to be one of those people who's bleeding. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Ron calling with a very legitimate question, and there's an old rule, and it says, buyer beware. Buyer beware. And let me just suggest that that's a very, very good way to look at things, you know, in this market. But I think that Bob is absolutely right that Sydney, you know, everything points to the fact that the dollar is being systematically and intentionally destroyed. And all the certainly when you increase the amount of money in circulation, you decrease the value of the currency. And most people don't understand that until it is far too late. Well, Bob, what's the next thing? When do you think, of course, gold is going to get up to 850, which is a figure you've been predicting for a long period of time? Do you have any, has it any guess? Do you think if we go to war with Iran, it'll drive the price of both oil and the gold up, or do you think it'll maybe knock the price down?
Well, I think it would normally drive the price up, but I can assure you the central bankers will be in there plummeting it. But, you know, in the next 6 months, I think you're going to see 850, and you could see it in the next 3 or 4 weeks. We just don't know. To make that kind of a call is very difficult. It all depends on what the central bank has left in gold to sell and where they want to make their stand at. They made a little stand here today, just a blip, because they wanted the shorts to cover and because the shorts are working with them. So somebody, one of the central banks, come in, it blew out a whole bunch of gold in order to drive the price down. And, of course, the Indians and the Middle Eastern people and Chinese are sitting there rubbing their hands and buying all this gold, which is virtually being given away.
And I think that, of course, the one fortunate thing for those of us who are watching this is the fact that there are these forces which are not completely under control. The Chinese are accumulating gold, both the people and the government. And certainly this is true, at least as far as the people of India. Suddenly, India is becoming very prosperous. Their stock market is booming. And the Indians just love the gold because they realize that the gold gives them a certain amount of security. At least they believe that. And as a result, the women certainly have a great deal of gold jewelry and similar things. And so certainly Russia has been accumulating gold, too. Why is Russia accumulating gold? They have tremendous amounts of reserve currency. Have any idea why they're getting gold?
Well, half of it's dollars.
Pardon?
Enough said.
In other words,
would anybody want to have dollars when it is the express policy of the Federal Reserve and the United States government to allow the dollar to collapse?
Well, now, what about the other countries? Some of these other countries are people with large gold holdings coming in here and increasing their buying up of America. We know that they've been buying up a certain amount of our infrastructure. Is that process continuing?
It is, and that's one way for them to dump dollars. And then what they do is they strip the companies, lay off the employees, and move the operations, particularly if it's technology, offshore.
So
worst of all worlds.
We are losing a lot of our industry.
I wrote an article about just Massachusetts today.
All right.
Just one state. It's dreadful.
And what's going on in Massachusetts?
And Americans won't complain to Congress. They're dumb.
Well, what is going on in
Massachusetts? They just don't get it.
What is going on in Massachusetts, Bob?
Oh, there was some almost 700 firms that have been bought out.
700?
Most of them were in the technology area. And they're long gone. I mean, you know, the infrastructure, the basics are still there. They have a small number of employees. And most of the jobs have gone to Asia, India, places like that. And they ain't never coming back.
Well, I think you're seeing...
Americans just don't want to stand on their hind legs.
Well, the thing is, of course, they're bringing in a lot of foreign employees, well-trained, they can speak English, and they're taking the jobs at half the price in America. Well, and that's going to drive the wage scale down. We're already seeing the wage scale falling, in, certainly in the automotive industry and automotive parts industry, so many industries across America. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman. Well, Bobby, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I'll tell you something, Americans. If you do not find a way to clear 90% of those miscreants out of Congress and elect Ron Paul as president, you are destined for some pretty nasty living. And it's as simple as that. I mean, this is when push comes to shove. And if you don't act, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, if you don't go after Congress, if you don't vote them out, it's going to be disastrous. I talked to a banker today in France, and they said the French hate Americans. They hate the American government. And as soon as Hillary Clinton is elected, they're just going to virtually divorce themselves from the United States as far as any kind of policy is concerned. Now, that's what's coming out of Europe. And these are intelligent people who manage billions of dollars. We are going to go down the sewer if you people don't do something about it.
Well, of course, the thing is, the only way, Chris, you could get to, say, somebody like Ron Paul elected would be to educate the American people. And, you know, what we need are thousands of more voices pointing out what's going on and pointing out, of course, the fact that we have a constitution that is the foundation of our society. The only trouble is that most of our elected officials are violating their oath to uphold the Constitution. How are we going to teach the American people? We don't have that much time.
Well, if we don't have that much time, they'll all be living in government housing. They'll be on a government stipend. That's if they're not in an internment camp. The old will be liquidated. There won't be any more Social Security. And when you're through working within your lifetime, you'll find a way to get rid of you. That's what you have to face. You're going to live like animals. And if you don't think so, don't do anything about it. Just keep on doing what you're doing, and you can get to live under a bridge.
Well, of course, the tragedy is that, you know, if the people are not involved, why then the other side loses by default. We have to get people to understand the value of freedom, because so many people have forgotten how blessed we are to have lived in America when men were free. Bob,
amen.
Thank you so very much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you back again later this month, and I'll be talking to you probably in the next couple of days on some other subjects. Anyway, God bless, and thanks for being with us.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye-bye. And that's been Bob Chapman. I hope you enjoy our regular visits with Bob. He's been around for a long time, and he's trying to sound the alarm. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining Radio Liberty, and that's how we're able to do what we do. We have about 60 outlets a week. That's shortwave, internet, certainly a satellite. We're on several satellites, and we have a 24-hour-a-day satellite feed. If you can't get our program well, you can always, of course, get yourself an inexpensive Telstar 5 satellite and listen to us 9 hours a day. Of course, you won't get anything accomplished, but, you know, at least that is an alternative for people who can't get the Internet or the shortwave. But we have many means of reaching people. We have the truth here, the information you're not going to get elsewhere, and we need your help to get it out. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, the next thing I want to mention is my seminar. We're going to have a seminar on October 28th here in the Monterey Bay area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to be starting at, well, doors will be open probably at 7:30. And, of course, the program will start at 8:30. It'll go through until 5:30. We're bringing in speakers from outside. We'll be serving lunch. If you're going to be there, you're going to have a reservation. If you'd like more information, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we certainly hope that many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because this gets into the spiritual forces behind what's going on. And believe me, there are even spiritual forces working within the economic system. If you have not read my little pamphlet on the history of money and what you need to know, or what you need to know about money, it's put out by Radio Liberty. And then my talk on the financial tsunami, and it's available on video or DVD, but the syllabus is important. You need to know and understand what these various financial increments are, and you need to be able to show people how they've been lying. If you read Alan Greenspan's testimony, he will tell you what a great job they're doing controlling, you know, the money supply, and the truth of the matter is they've been intentionally, massively increasing the money supply to destroy the foundation of our economy, and the question is why. Well, you certainly want to read our newsletters. The Financial Tsunami Part 1 is up on the internet. Financial Tsunami 2 will be up on the internet very shortly, and we're just finishing Part 3, and Part 4 will be starting on very soon. You need to read Alan Greenspan's testimony before the House Banking Committee. You need to review his interview with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. Understand, of course, that he is not telling the truth, and the question is why. Alan Greenspan's a brilliant man, but you need to analyze what he has said and understand that when a brilliant man is not being forthright, there has to be a reason why. And, of course, there is a reason, and we'll be covering that in our next talk. And we hope many of you, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, we'd be glad to send it to you. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But let me recommend my talk on the financial tsunami, and the syllabus goes with that. And then the books to really understand what's going on. The Creature from Jekyll Island. It's the classic book on the Federal Reserve. And then, of course, the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because the Federal Reserve System is a conspiracy. It was organized in secret, and it was a vehicle by which a small group of men would control our monetary system. And, of course, their purpose was to stabilize the dollar. Well, of course, what they'd done in the process was to destroy 96% of the value of the dollar up until about 3 years ago, and since then it's lost almost another 40%. They've destroyed 96% of the value of our currency up till about 3 years ago, and since then has lost another 40%. Understand, we're up against organized evil, and if you don't want to be impoverished, certainly get involved, get informed, and help us get the truth out. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, and don't forget that seminar on the 28th of October. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. And, well, hopefully in this next hour we're going to have with us Mary Storet, who is the public relations manager, the public relations representative for the American Constitution Party, or for the Constitution Party, and I'm sure most people never even heard of the Constitution Party. Most people, as in the, are either Republicans or Democrats, and they have always voted that way, and certainly the Republican Party is supposedly is for a sound financial basis, keeping the taxes low, limiting the power of government, limiting the deficits, and takes a strong stand on moral issues. The Democrats certainly believe more in providing for the people, certainly raising taxes, taxing the rich, certainly not necessarily encouraging industry at all, but bringing industry more under more control. And the Democrats characteristically have been increasing the power of government over the industries and over the people, saying that the people really need to be more closely regulated. But the truth of the matter is, both political parties certainly are going exactly the same direction, and the Republicans have actually massively increased debt. Yes, they've cut taxes and run up phenomenal deficits. Certainly both political parties, when it comes to the moral issues, are on the same side. I mean, they may pretend to be different, but they're really not. They're both, I mean, certainly the Republicans have controlled both the House of Representatives and the Senate and the presidency for almost 6 years, and they could have solved the abortion problem at any time they wanted, and they didn't do it. They pay lip service to morality, but and, of course, to strong moral principles. But the truth of the matter is, why, of course, there is so much immorality and depravity in this current administration. It's almost really, it's really truly embarrassing for somebody like myself, who for many years has adhered to the Republican principles, and how discouraging it is to realize it's all a lie. Both political parties are dedicated to globalism and the destruction of American sovereignty. So where then are people going to turn? Well, of course, recently there was a meeting in the East, and there were a number of religious leaders there, and a number of them were saying that, you know, if certainly they got Giuliani or Brett Thompson or some of the other Republican candidates, they would not vote for them. They said they would vote for the Democrats, and some of the leading Republicans are even talking about the possibility of voting for a third-party candidate. So this is why I've asked Mary to come on. Now, we're not endorsing any candidate or any philosophy, but we'd like at least to hear what Mary has to say. Mary's run for political office at times. She's actually had her own radio and television program. She's an extremely articulate spokesman for the Constitution Party. And so with great pleasure, Mary Storet, thank you so very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure. I have a little bit of a liability this evening, and that's because I'm on a cell phone, but we'll muddle through, okay?
All right, fine. You do the best that you can. And so tell us, what is actually happening with the Constitution Party?
Well, we're very excited because starting on Monday, actually Sunday and Monday, ABC News, CBS News, NPR, the New York Times have all talked about the fact that there was a meeting in Salt Lake City, which is called the Council
National Policy. Right.
Yes. And Jim Dobson was there, Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, Richard Viguerie, who, of course, has, you know, written the book Conservatives Betrayed. These people got together because they're thinking...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back again. All right, Mary, pick the story up there.
Well, Okay, so all these people get together because they're looking at the fact that the Republicans are more than likely going to wind up giving us somebody like Rudy Giuliani as the quote-unquote, you know, heir apparent to the White House. Well, they're just saying we're not going to vote for Rudy Giuliani, and in that case, we'll even vote for a third-party candidate. Well, that's very encouraging because this is what we've been saying all along. Without that acknowledgement that the Republicans will not give us a good pro-life, conservative, constitutional president, we are not going to hold our nose and vote anymore. So these people got together, and we had our National Committee Chairman, Jim Clymer, there. And what he did was he, in essence, laid out for them that we are on course to have ballot access in all of the states so that we will be able to field a candidate in case the Republicans say, guess what, you guys have Rudy Giuliani. So, interestingly enough, all the major networks are now looking at the fact that the Constitution Party could very well be who the conservatives run to when they realize they will not have a candidate they can in all good conscience vote for.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, was Jim Clymer at this meeting back there in Salt Lake?
Yes, Jim Clymer is an attorney in private practice in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and he, as our National Committee Chairman, went back there to try to convince these people that they're not going to get what they want anymore. And, in fact, Richard Viguerie wound up saying, we're like mistresses. The conservative Christian voter is like the mistress. We get stuck in the back. Nobody pays attention to us. Nobody wants us out there in the forefront. But, of course, they want our vote. But they don't want to focus on the values that would mean we've got somebody we could honestly vote for.
All right, fine. Well, of course, this is a rather an interesting set of situation. I think that increasingly a lot of good people in America are very disillusioned with the Republican Party because almost all of their candidates support the war, which I think is very unpopular, at least, of course, with the run-of-the-mill people. And certainly it's very unpopular with most people who would vote Democratic, and certainly very unpopular with at least half the Republicans. And yet, of course, certainly as we look at the potential presidential candidates, literally all of the Democrats, when asked, well, you know, when would you be able to get the troops out of Iraq, have all said, the three leading candidates have said, well, we really can't make a commitment on that. It depends. It depends on what happens, and that's just what George Bush is saying, and that's just what the Republicans are saying. So the leaders of both Republican and the Democrat candidates are saying the same things about the war, and I think an awful lot of Americans are very, very concerned about the war. I think an awful lot of them really are concerned that we're going to be getting into a war with Iran, which could even complicate the situation more. I think people are just looking for somebody that they can depend on, and they really don't seem to find anybody out there, do they?
Not at all.
Well, you go right ahead there.
Well, I think that your point is well taken about the Democrats. They were voted into office, as everybody remembers, because this was going to be the referendum on the war. We'll get the Republicans out, we'll get the Democrats in, and by golly, we'll get this war over and done with. And what have we seen? The Democrats had every opportunity to defund the war, to get us out of Iraq, and they're not doing that. So you know what? The Democrats are also going to be thinking about where else they can go. And a lot of Democrats, along with the Republicans, are very, very upset, not only with the war, but with the life issue, with big government spending. And that's why the Constitution Party is really on course, even though it is the largest third party at this point, but the growth is going to be bigger and bigger, because nobody wants to vote for Hillary if she's not going to get us out of the war, if you're a Democrat, and nobody wants to vote for Rudy Giuliani if you're a pro-life Christian conservative. So where do you go? Well, everyone seems to forget that there is a candidate. His name is Ron Paul. But since they're not giving him any attention, we'll wind up with Rudy Giuliani, and people will either stay home or, as Jim Dobson said, vote for third-party candidates.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Mary Starrett, and we'll welcome your call here and then at Radio Liberty in just a moment. We Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Mary Storette. We're simply talking about the election and the possibility of a third party. And well, but Sydney, the average American has never even heard of the Constitution Party. This is the problem. And you know, how are you going to hope to get, you know, to reach people when most people have never heard of your candidate?
Well, first of all, we don't have a candidate at this point in time because we're going to have a nominating convention in Kansas in April of 08, and we'll nominate somebody. There are a lot of people who are being discussed at this point. Certainly Alan Keyes is someone who is a person of interest. We are hoping that perhaps if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, he might want to vote, he might want to run as a third party candidate. We've got a number of different people we're looking at. But the point is that when you start to see the major networks, like we saw this week, the New York Times, ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, all looking at the Constitution Party because the conservative Christian leaders are now saying they will not vote for Rudy Giuliani. They will vote for a third-party candidate. Guess what? What is happening is it's starting to get, we're starting to get a lot more focus on who that third party could be. Well, it can't be the Libertarians because they're not pro-life. And they're also not for checking illegal immigration. Believe it or not, the Libertarians are for wide open borders. So where can they go? The only party that's pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, pro-American sovereignty is the Constitution Party. And it's growing by leaps and bounds.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, you're on the front lines of this. You're actually their public relations representative, aren't you?
Yes, a communications director, and what we're finding is that every day people are going to constitutionparty.com, they're signing up for the email alert, and we're getting more people who are saying, oh, this is just what I believe, and they're starting to get active because there are parties in every single state in the union, and what we're asking people to do is to get behind these ballot access initiatives, because as you know, Dr. Stan, the two big box parties do not want competition. They know if the word gets out about what possible alternatives there would be to these two parties that have morphed into one big government party, they know they stand a chance to be booted out. So they make it very difficult to gain ballot access in the various states. Some states are almost prohibitive, but we are working for that. And once we have the ballot access in all the states, which we're on target for, then guess what? The Republicans are going to find out in a hurry, like they did when they were a third party back when Lincoln was elected, that third parties really can take over, and they've done it. The Whigs used to be
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. And Sydney, I think people have sort of forgotten that the last time we had a major third party influence was pretty when Abraham Lincoln became the president, the Republicans swept things. So then we had the Ross Perot's party a few years ago, but unfortunately that was very much of a disappointment because Ross Perot was a very, very strong candidate. What most people don't understand is that his life and the life of his family were threatened. Actually, we had an opportunity to interview the man who was commissioned to kill Ross Perot and his family. His name was Chuck Tatum. He was a CIA asset, and of course he's disappeared and living in fear somewhere in the world. But then Ross Perot came back in, and of course he was never an effective candidate after that, although much of what Ross Perot said was, certainly was very, very true. But unfortunately, these people that we're dealing with, you know, in the hierarchy, certainly give a little credence to human life, either for the candidate or for his family. And do you think they would hesitate for 1 minute to kill somebody who was a threat to them? Well, go ahead and pick up the things. Now, are you going to be interviewed by some of the major media, do you think? What's going to happen, Mary?
Well, we have seen that Dobson and Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council and Richard Viguerie, who's, you know, written Conservatives Betrayed, these people are getting a lot of media attention now because they have come right out and said, we will encourage the Christian right to vote for a third-party candidate, and that, of course, is us. So I think it's begun. I think we're starting to see it go that way. And we have to remember all the time that the issues that were advanced by major parties were brought to the fore by minor parties. For instance, the abolition of slavery. Well, the Republican Party was against slavery. The Whigs were all for advancing slavery in the territory. So what happened? That issue became so popular that the Whigs became irrelevant. Same thing with Ross Perot. You mentioned Ross Perot, Dr. Stan, and that's a very good point. The issues that Ross Perot brought to the attention of the major parties became a rallying cry. So while he never got the, he wasn't elected, people cannot forget that the information and the points he made were very well taken. We look at all of the, look at women's suffrage. There was and again, all of the major issues of the time were brought by a third party who said, it's not being addressed by the major parties. And things began to change. So, yes, the Constitution Party is on course as the third largest party, based on voter registration, to witness the demise of the Republican Party. And it isn't the Constitution Party that's doing it. The Republican Party did it to themselves. They ignored their base over and over.
Our Vallejo telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Mary, who is the public relations representative for the Constitution Party, would that be a fair definition of yourself?
Try your call again later.
I think we've lost
O-R.
Mary. Let's go ahead and see if we can get our producer to hook us up with Mary again, who is actually calling from a cell phone. Let's go ahead and see if we can get her back again. So give us a call. Either way, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do you feel about a third party? Is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? Certainly there are people within this the conservative Christian movement are saying, well, even though that we certainly don't like the Republicans, it would be so much worse if we, you know, if we split the conservative vote and Hillary got in. The only way Hillary can get in is to split the conservative vote. And so, you know, maybe what we ought to do is just hold our nose and vote for Rudy Giuliani or vote for certainly one of the other candidates, maybe for Fred Thompson. After all, he certainly looks like he might be a president. He's got sort of jowls, you know. You could imagine him as President of the United States sitting there in the Oval Office. And in fact, I really think that's why the establishment picked him and has been grooming him for a long time to become the President of the United States. Well, anyway, if you've got a question for us, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. If you have a question, a comment, I'd like to know whether you think a third-party candidate should be considered at this time or not. Because, of course, this is maybe one of the most important, certainly one of the most important elections of your life, or my life, for that matter. We have Ray on the line. Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I really do think it's time for a strong third party. I really do believe that the Democrats and the Republicans are one and the same, and they're doing nothing, absolutely nothing, to stop this war or any other kind of urgent things that are needed right now. But I think a strong third party would certainly help. But you know, the thing that I'm kind of concerned about is the voting machines. You know, they've been rigged. You know, in the last two elections, they were rigged.
You're absolutely right.
I'm worried about that.
I hope you've heard some of our interviews with Brad Friedman. He's doing a great job of getting that information out. And even Deborah Bowen, who is the Secretary of State here in California, has said you can't trust these voting machines. So, I mean, to her credit, that's the first time I've ever voted for a Democrat, but when I saw that she was going to do something about those voting machines and the Republicans were going to go right along with them, I said I cannot in good conscience vote for the Republican, and so I voted for Deborah, and she's done exactly what she promised. She set up an independent committee. They went over those voting machines, and they're riggable. Not only that, if you can get into one of them, you can rig all the rest of them. So, you know, I really think there's an uproar all across the country, and we can be very grateful to Brad Friedman for keeping us abreast of what's really unfolding. So I share your concern about the voting machines, and I hope every American out there, well, we let people understand that they stole the last two elections. I mean, after all, when we actually saw what happened in Ohio, where in one precinct with 800 voters, they had 4,000 votes for George Bush, and the explanation was, well, the voting machine had a hiccup. Come on now.
And they got Blackwell, that guy, Blackwell is his name, and he was accused of shredding ballots in Ohio. I'm trying to think of who this, is it the state senator of Ohio? Or
well, there was one fellow who was actually in charge. I don't know who
Blackwell was.
But anyway, he was, of course, he was in charge of the George Bush for President campaign. He was also in charge of all the voting back there, and sure enough, the voting went just the way he wanted it to. But I think he was actually got into some serious problem. We do know that in one county, they had requested a recount, and certainly people there on the voting commission actually rigged the recount, and they went to prison for it, and not a word about it in the controlled media.
No, see, they don't want to alarm people. Of course, what needs to be done is the media has, there has to be an there has to be a response from the media soon, because we're moving toward a dictatorship very rapidly, and I'm very afraid that there'll be a phony terrorist attack or something, and something's going to happen. I just fear that we're moving toward a dictatorship, and it may not make any difference. I don't know. But
the important thing, Ray, is we need to reach as many people as we can in the time that's given to us, and I know you're helping, and I'm sure many of our other listeners all across America are trying to reach others. So our job is to do our best. I believe in the final analysis, this is God's battle. Anyway,
I'll let somebody else get on.
All right, let's go to Joe then, and tell our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Joe calling from Michigan. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Whereabouts do you live in Michigan?
Fowlerville, Michigan. It's 30 miles east of Lansing.
All right, fine. Well, now, are you getting us on shortwave, internet, or out of the Flint station?
I'm just getting on the regular radio.
Okay, fine. That must be the station out of Flint, then.
At 600 a.m., yeah.
Right, that's okay. That's a good, great station.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any question or comment?
Yeah, I just have a comment and a question, kind of. Well, I mean, the guest that you just had on, and everything that she was saying kind of runs contrary to what you've said in the past, in terms of, she's talking about the Constitutional Party being advertised on these, like, primetime stations, NPR and so forth, which are all deeply weaved into the web of the Council on Foreign Relations. Is what she's saying realistic in terms of, you know, they're not going to stop that before it actually happens?
Well, we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, Mary, I like Mary very much. She's a very sincere and a very articulate individual and a very good spokesman for her position. I don't know what's going to happen. I would hope that, I mean, that they would give the exposure that she's expecting. But, of course, realistically, I would rather think that it'll be a very cold day in Hades before the major media gives the Constitution Party a really fair hearing.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait and see, Joe. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope as well. I would be wonderful to see it happen. But I just wanted to ask. Okay,
but the thing is that we don't know what's going to happen. We do know that if they want to conceal facts and information, they will do it. And they will kill stories, and they'll fire reporters, of course, who actually bring the truth out. We saw that what happened to Gary Webb, who was a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the San Jose Mercury, who wrote about the CIA and drugs during the Iran-Contra time, and of course, they got him in more ways than one, destroyed his life. But, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens, and I just hope and pray that somehow God will intervene and allow the information to get out, and the American people will rally behind the flag. I don't know what's going to happen. All we can do is do our best. That's what we're called to do.
Amen.
Amen to that. Anything else, Joe?
Well, I think you pretty much said it. We know that, you know, you read God's Word, it says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and all, you know, these people who are like Satan's servants, that's their agenda, to kill, steal, and destroy. It's directly in line.
Boy, you certainly can see this going on today. You can see it going on in the Middle East. You can see it going on in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I just really, I tremble when I reflect what's going to happen if we do go to war with Iran and kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people there. And what really bothers me so much is that so many of the good Republican, good Christians I know are solidly behind the war, and they've been sucked in by the propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, God bless and thanks so much.
God bless you.
Hey, look, we've got Mary back on the line. Hi, Mary. How are you doing? Mary, are you there? Mary, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Well, just barely, but you go right ahead. And basically, is the cell phone giving up, or are you just in bad area for reception?
Well, I'll tell you, if you want to call me on my landline in about a minute and a half, we'll be able to finish up on the landline.
All right, fine. Well, then I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm gonna ask my producer. If he will just get your landline number. So I'm going to ask Andy, if you wouldn't mind just picking up Mary and go ahead and get a landline, and she says she'll be there in a minute and a half, so I think we can afford that under any circumstances. Certainly the people in the Constitution Party are concerned Americans who really do believe that the key to everything is the Constitution. And you know what? I think that they're absolutely right. In fact, I heard a woman actually interviewed just yesterday, and she lives in my community, and she's an advocate of legalizing marijuana and using it for medical purposes. Now, I think marijuana is terrible. I've never used it. I think it destroys many people's lives. But her plea is, look, this is a 10th Amendment issue. The federal government has no business at all regulating marijuana, according to the 10th Amendment, specifically restricts what the federal government can do. And I hate to say that somebody who's a regular pot smoker is absolutely right, but she is. The federal government has no right to regulate the use of any of these things. It is certainly not allowed under our Constitution. And maybe we ought to start thinking about what the Constitution really says, because it's the greatest document ever written by man. Why? Because it limits the power of the federal government so men can be free. And this is what everybody's forgotten, is that when the government can do whatever it wants to, we have a war on drugs, the federal government supposedly is actually trying to stop the drug war, and that really is not true at all. The largest purveyor of illegal drugs in the world is our own Central Intelligence Agency. Where do you think they get all the money to hire the mercenaries, the 140,000 mercenaries who are working over there in Iraq? This is not all being funded through the Defense Department. It's being funded by the CIA's so-called black budget. That means the hidden budget. So can we really say that they ought to be able to regulate marijuana? We know that they actually were involved in the heroin trade, the cocaine trade. And of course, anybody's ever studied what happened at MENA Airport, anybody's ever studied what happened in the Golden Triangle. If you haven't read the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye, you need to get that. And certainly it was written by Monica Jensen Stevenson, who worked for 60 Minutes. It was a story of Vietnam. Well, it was also the story of the CIA and drugs, and her husband, William Stevenson, really one of my favorite authors. And he'd written A Man Called Intrepid, but he'd married Monica, and of course he thought his wife was crazy because she was talking about the CIA and drugs, until he invited over one of his friends from MI6 one night. They were having dinner, and he said, you know, my wife thinks that the CIA is involved with drugs. And the man from MI6 said, well, everybody in the world knows the CIA is involved in drugs. Why don't you know it? And at that point, of course, William Stevenson decided to co-author the book with Monica. So the book was very important. Of course, it's been actively suppressed. They actually shredded 500,000 copies of the book. I should say 5,000 copies of the book. And I remember, of course, when they actually pulled it off the shelves of bookstores all across America. They can't let the American people know that the CIA is involved in drugs. So basically, what we ought to do is stop this foolish war on drugs. Certainly try to educate people about the hazards of using marijuana. But when it becomes the function of government to keep all people from their folly, we will have a nation of fools, and we will also have a dictatorship that is pushing drugs. Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
I so apologize, Dr. Stan. I'm back now for good.
All right, fine. Well, of course, it's always a pleasure to have you, and you just hang on there. I guess this evening's been Mary Starrett. Do you have a telephone number or web page you'd like to get out?
Yeah, constitutionparty.com, and they can call us at 1-800-2-VETO-IRS.
Go ahead one more time.
Constitutionparty.com or 1-800-2-VETO-IRS.
All right, fine. Now, of course, we're not endorsing the Constitution Party, and we're not allowed to do that by the rules and regulations on some of the stations we're broadcasting on, but we can tell you that Mary is a very excellent guest. We always enjoy having her. Mary, you hang on, and of course, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Mary, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay. Well, I want to let everybody know that there's more and more media attention. The networks have been mentioning all week that the Constitution Party could be the third party that winds up signaling the demise of the Republican Party. And we're very excited about the fact that we do have a choice this November.
Okay, very good. I'm very glad to know that, and we're going to be back here in just a moment or two. Mary, do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I want everybody to stop believing the myth that there's only a two-party system in our country. Our country was never designed, as George Washington said, to be beholden to two parties. So the Constitution Party is going to offer people an opportunity to vote for someone who upholds the Constitution instead of selling out.
Okay, very good. Well, Christine, I certainly agree with you. I think that it is vitally important that people understand that, you know, certainly our loyalty is not to the party. It is basically to the Constitution. What we've got to do is get people who really believe in the Constitution out of willing to work to preserve it. Mary, are you still there?
Yes, I am. And I think if people look at what the Republicans and the Democrats have done, is they have sold us into slavery. We had the USA Patriot Act, which fortunately is being voted considered unconstitutional by courts. But when people look at both parties, if you use the Constitution as a template, they're not upholding the Constitution, and that we have got to get back or else we will become serfs.
I agree with you totally, and certainly I think it's so vitally important. Well, you hang on there for just a moment. We're going to be back here in just a moment, and we'll take people's calls from out across America right here at Radio Liberty. Hang on there, Mary. Don't think about going off and leaving us, okay?
I wouldn't dare.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mary Starrett. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question for Mary, if you agree or disagree, maybe you're a Republican and you think that the worst thing that we could do would be to, you know, to split the vote. And, of course, if we split the vote between the Republicans and the Constitution Party, why, of course, that might let Hillary in. And, of course, Hillary, the election of Hillary to many people would be a terrible thing. On the other hand, of course, it's Obama or Edwards, but, of course, a lot of it's going to depend upon who the Republicans pick to be their candidate. How do you actually answer the people who talk about... how do you actually address the people who actually are saying, but, you know, if we split the vote, Hillary's going to get it?
Okay, and I ask them, what's the difference between Hillary and Rudy Giuliani? And I will sit and wait for an answer because there is no difference. On every single issue, Hillary Rodham Clinton and Rudy Giuliani are 100% one and the same. Because one has an R after his name doesn't mean that the policies or the politics would be any different. If you look at Rudy Giuliani's pedigree, he is a globalist. He is, when you look at what he's done in New York, making New York basically a sanctuary city, he is a pro-abort. His personal life is not something we would want to certainly classify as that being of a statesman. There is no difference in what Hillary would do and what Rudy would do. So for those who say, well, if you vote for someone who's in a third party, you're going to wind up with Hillary Rodham Clinton, I think it might be better, because what's happened under the Bush administration is the conservative Christians have gone to sleep figuring, we can't criticize him, he's a Republican, he's one of our guys. So they haven't criticized him. But if a Democrat's in there doing things you don't like, then you can be up in arms and you would criticize them. What we're saying is, if you vote for what you don't want, that's what you'll get. If you vote for what you do want, you just might.
All right, fine. Well, that's a very good place to put it. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're sort of hoping that many of you will actually give us a call. And if you have a question for Mary, she's on the front lines of this battle. Now, is the Constitution Party really picking up members all across the country?
At this point in time, according to Ballot Access, and people can check that out, ballotaccessnews.org, on the website, they can look at the numbers of registered voters in all the parties, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, the Republican Party, and the Democrats. Well, what we have found out, according to a Rasmussen poll, is that there are fewer people considering themselves Republicans than ever before. There are now more people. The largest group are those who consider themselves political independents or members of a third party. We have more members, more registered voters in the Constitution Party than there are in the Libertarian Party. And a lot of people are leaving the Libertarian Party because of their stance on open borders, because of their stance on the life issue. So where do they go? Well, they go to they certainly can't go to the Republican Party because the Republicans have sold us out on the life issue, on immigration, on big government, ruining our, you know, our civil liberties don't exist anymore. So what they do is they look and they say, well, okay, we've got the Constitution Party, which is a federally recognized party, and they say, well, this is exactly what I believe. So according to the Rasmussen and the Zogby polls, there is the gravest voter dissatisfaction in the major parties, the big box parties as I call them, than there has ever been before. The largest and most growing segment of the population are those who will not align themselves with either party.
I think that's really a very interesting figure. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you look at the polls, you're finding that the approval rate for Congress is down around 11%. The approval rate for the president, I think, is probably 28 or 29%. I think an awful lot of people are getting disillusioned with America, and that's wrong. We've still got the greatest country in the world. We've still got a constitution which is the law of our land. It is simply that our government officials do not abide by the law of the land. And we have to, because we, of course, have to be true to what we believe in. And I believe that the Constitution is the greatest document that has ever been written. So I certainly hope that people will not simply become disillusioned and not do anything, but that they will begin to understand and study our Constitution. And that's why, of course, we have people from the Institute of the Constitution here on a regular basis teaching the basic principles of the document that one time made America the envy of the entire world. Do you have any sort of a program to educate people on the Constitution, Mary?
At every juncture, we are telling people and showing people and having, as a matter of fact, we've got a 3-day conference coming up in Council Bluffs, Iowa, at the end of this month, and we encourage people to check out the website, constitutionparty.com, and they can find out, we will be teaching people not only the basics of the Constitution, but some of the basic leadership skills that they will need in their local and state races, how to field candidates, how to overcome the objections of the media, all the things you need to do to gain any political traction. And that is what we're about. We're about training candidates, fielding candidates, getting people up to speed on their basic constitutional liberties, because without knowing what rights you have, how can you possibly know when those rights are taken away? And we're really about getting good, solid candidates. As you know, in Montana, there is a member of the House the Representative Rick Jor, who is a Constitution Party candidate who who, because of the balance of power in the legislature there, is the deciding vote on virtually all of the policies. And so we've got somebody elected there, and we're working on ballot access in all the states so that we'll be able to field a candidate that people can actually feel good about voting for.
In fact, we are going to have Rick Shore as a candidate, I believe, next Monday evening at this same time slot, so we're looking forward. I haven't talked to him other than just very briefly, but certainly he seems like a very likable individual. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan, and I want to preface or frame it in the way that the smugness, the arrogance of what I will call Billary and all these other, you know, co-conspirators in the single party entities, I think they're going to be banking on their planned rigging of the election, as identified by, you know, Brad Freeman and the gal from Black Box Voting. So I'm wondering what effort will be made by the Constitution Party hierarchy to really focus on that as perhaps
it's a defining issue, because of course if they rig the election, it really isn't hardly worthwhile going to vote. So, Mary, what is the Constitution Party taking a position at all on the fact that certainly these voting machines can be rigged, and certainly there is a great deal of evidence that there was voting tampering in both the 2000 and the 2004 elections.
Yep.
So, how does the Constitution Party feel on this issue? Are you going to raise that at all?
And I think that is crucial, because as everybody knows who's been paying attention, and kudos to your caller, Dr. Stan, because this man obviously knows what he's talking about. But those who've been paying attention know that, you know, and as we've heard the saying, he who casts the vote decides nothing. He who counts the vote decides everything.
I think that was what Stalin said. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think it was Stalin who said that, and it's true. We've seen it. We've seen it in the past, and we know that with the electronic voting machines, which are these companies are very much beholden to people in political parties. They're bought and paid for. All the various electronic computer companies. What we have been saying all along is that without a traceable, without paper ballots, without the ability to trace the who voted and be able to have an accountability, there is no way that Americans can go to the polls, or even as we have in Oregon, vote by mail, which is rife with fraud. You've got dead people voting. You've got people collecting ballots that are then not counted based on party affiliation. So if the whole system is extremely corrupt, and until Americans realize this, and that's what we've been trying to do, is to push for that accountability and to be very clear that we will be watching. And unless you've got people sitting there as the ballots are being counted and refusing to allow electronic voting to be the means by which their vote is calculated, we really don't stand a chance. But we've got to look beyond this to educating people about why it's important to question it.
Amen to that. I think that's an excellent point, Jack. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, I would say that I know what I know because of you, Dr. Stan, and your guests like your present one, and of course Jack McLam last night, and William Grigg. I think collectively we can really have a major impact, and I'll be contacting the Constitution Party people tomorrow.
Okay,
hey, thanks, Jack.
Thank you very much, Jack. And let's go to a Mike who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Stan. Our governmental systems globally and internationally have been moving more and more in terms of economic forces and control systems rather than constitutional or legislative or even military systems. And, of course, what I'm speaking of is actually global fascism, the nasty word. And so they don't even care if we talk about how much we want our Constitution to rule, as long as they get to go ahead with things like their plans for the North American Union and the Prosperity and Partnership.
Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Yeah, which is which really bypasses all constitutional and legal systems and. Systems and really is guided and powered by economic forces.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, well, how do they embrace this kind of thing?
But how do they embrace what? The fact that people don't care, the fact that there are those people who have no loyalty to our country, who are pushing the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Okay. Is that what you're really concerned about?
Yeah, economic power and economic systems are being used to bypass legislative and constitutional systems.
All right, fine. What are your thoughts on this whole idea of the North American Union and, of course, doing away with our sovereignty and of course, having this sort of merging of the North American Union or the North American Partnership?
Well, first of all, if Rudy Giuliani winds up getting the nomination and people still believe that they've got to vote for him because he's a Republican, they'll be ignoring the fact that he has been behind not only the scheme, his law firm in Houston, Texas, has been representing Sintra, which is the Spanish corporation which is going to turn a Texas highway into a toll road for an international company.
That's just the NAFTA highway. It's just four football field wide corridor through the heart of Texas and with branches certainly to both sides, but of course really bifurcating our country and to be used of course to bring in goods that are produced in slave labor states to undercut the jobs here in the United States. So go right ahead. That center is building that and Rudy Giuliani, his law firm represents Sintra that's building this this NAFTA internationalist highway.
And exactly. And once people understand that the Security and Prosperity Partnership will give us neither security nor prosperity, but when you've got the President of the United States standing there and telling people that they're conspiracy theorists for even thinking this is true, when he himself has used the word hemispheric integration. Fortunately, we have in the party, one of the standard bearers for the Constitution Party is Dr. Jerome Corsi, who has written the book, The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger of with Mexico and Canada. And he has been talked up as a candidate for president under the Constitution Party banner. But Dr. Corsi has been the go-to guy to bring to the attention of Americans, Canadians, and Mexicans that we will all lose our sovereignty, and our Constitution will be meaningless if the Security Prosperity Partnership goes forward as planned, and which is it's moving right ahead, the North American Union, the integration of all of us. Our sovereignty doesn't exist, which means that the laws that we believe will protect us, whether it's about food or medicines or vitamins or travel or identification or any of our civil liberties, gone. They will cease to exist because the Constitution will cease to exist.
Amen to that. And of course, we do actually carry that book of The Late Great USA by Dr. Corsi. We carry another book he's written called The Minutemen. So if you'd like to get either The Late Great USA, which we think is a great book, it's certainly one of the New York Times bestsellers, his book The Minutemen, and we have a great four-tape set. The North American Community, The Demise of National Sovereignty, that's a four-tape or four-CD set, and we have, of course, the four-tape set on globalism, the secret threat. There really are people who do intend to destroy our country. These people are terrorists by the very definition of terrorism in the Patriot Act. They're people who want to change our form of government. The only trouble is that many of them are in key positions in government and the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations. Anything else you wanted to say, Mike, before we...
Well, we've raised a generation of kids now through government schools that have been taught that patriotism, national sovereignty, and all these sorts of things are what cause international war.
And in fact,
and
they
so
really
they
don't
need
understand,
to be done away with.
They really don't understand that the people who caused every one of the major wars we've had are the globalists, who figured that they would create so much horror and terror and bloodshed and carnage that the people then would be willing to give up their sovereignty and go into this one world government. It is not simply nationalism that produced the wars. It is the internationalists that produced the wars. And funded by the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Hey, Mike, thank you so very much. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go? I guess we lost Mike. Will you hang on there, Mary? We've got just a moment or two before we let you go.
Okay.
Once again, I want you to get your telephone number and your web page out.
All righty. Well, if people want to go to constitutionparty.com and go up in the right-hand corner and sign up for our free email alerts, we'll keep you posted. Every week we send something out, and we'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to check out our website. And we have a great article on there that teaches people all about the Republican candidates, why only Ron Paul is the decent one.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with Mary Surratt. Mary, I want you to get out your telephone number and, of course, your website one more time.
Well, we'd like people to visit www.constitutionparty.com and read all about what's going on. Sign up for our free email alerts, and every week we send out a press release that the media is more and more picking up, and you'll find out why the Constitution Party is the third largest party in America and why, after this past weekend, it certainly looks like there are more Republicans like Dobson and Tony Perkins and Richard Viguerie who are starting to realize, you know what, third party come November 08 is going to be the Constitution Party.
All right, fine. Of course, I think that it's very interesting as this thing is unfolding. This will probably be one of the most important elections of our lives, and my suggestion to people is begin looking at the candidates. Consider what the issues are. We will try to have representatives from all of the parties on, and you listen to what they have to say, and then you're going to have to make up your decision. But the most important thing is going to have a fair election. You have to understand that when you have a democracy, why, of course, there's tremendous advantage to cheating because democracies have unlimited power. In a Republican form of government, which was the traditional form of government given to us by our founding fathers, the power of the central authority was limited, so you could have a tyrant in there, and that he could do very little harm because, of course, if he tried to expand his power, it would be limited by the other two branches of government. And even if they had total power, there were only a very limited number of things they could do. And Sydney, let me suggest to people that they very seriously consider, putting on seminars and teaching about the Constitution. And those of you who are aware of the Institute of the Constitution, I would like to know more about it. Of course, you can always give us a call. But the Institute teaches people about the Constitution, why we are free, and how we have lost that freedom. Well, Mary, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing. And certainly, please keep in touch anytime you have anything you'd like to bring out. Why, we'd love to have you back on our program.
Well, Dr. Stan, your name comes up an awful lot. We sure do respect you, and we appreciate the work you're doing. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And give my best to all the people there, Howard Phillips, and, of course, your president and the others. We know them all.
Thanks so much.
Good night. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, fine. Well, that was Mary Surratt, of course, the public relations official of the Constitution Party, who's given up her regular occupation as the television and radio commentator, to try to, of course, to work, because she believes in trying to save America. Do you? Because if there are not enough people that care, why, we will lose this great and wonderful nation. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I do need to remind all of you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We need to remind you about our all-day seminar that's going to be held on the 28th of October. That's just about 4 weeks from now, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to coming. It's going to be held at the Aptos Eastcape Golf Course. We're going to be serving lunch, and, of course, we're hoping that we'll have a great turnout. We're bringing in speakers from across the nation, so we do hope that you'll come, bring your friends, and you'll have an opportunity to reach other people. You'll have an opportunity to look at the various things that we offer through Radio Liberty. A lot of the things you may never even considered, but things that, especially in times like this, when you really need to be making preparations for what I believe are truly very difficult times that lie ahead. So we'll try to have a selection of the items there that we think that many people would be interested in. And again, if you're interested in coming to our all-day seminar, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it gives you an insight into not only what's happening politically and culturally, but what's happening spiritually. And the spiritual forces that are at work within our society, directing the political and, of course, cultural events that we see unfolding before us. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, many of you want to get our next talk. It's called The Forbidden Secret. And it tells that the secret has been passed down for 5,000 years. So the secret societies, the ancient Assyrians, the ancient Egyptians, how did they ever build those pyramids? How did they build the seven wonders of the world? I mean, was there some mysterious force that they tapped into? How did Pythagoras come up with the Pythagorean dictum of A squared plus B squared equals C squared? Were they able to build those magnificent cathedrals in Europe? Was there another source of intelligence out there? And can you tap into it? But even more than that, do you really want to tap into it? How are we to live our lives? All of these things are well covered in The Forbidden Secret. There is a syllabus that goes with that. We recommend it to you. And then, of course, we have two excellent award-winning DVDs, and I appear for just a few minutes in each one. Not that anything I have to say was that important, but certainly the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, certainly the DVD, the Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, because you must understand what was in the mind of the people who laid out our nation's capital back in 1790. And it will explain to you why our troops are fighting in Afghanistan and in Iraq today, and why I fear they will soon be fighting in Iran as we move into a war with the Muslim world, which really doesn't make any sense. Why would our leaders want to do that? Why would they want to risk bankrupting America when we can't pay our bills at the present time? We're having to borrow $2 to $3 billion every single day, and now we're talking about expanding the war. Well, of course, if things seem to be illogical, then of course we have to look for, is there a possibility there's another explanation? And of course, that takes us into the supernatural realm, that there really are supernatural forces at work that are directing the course of human affairs. So we do hope that then you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. We have a number of our videos that are posted there. You can watch them for nothing. We have, of course, our live radio programs you can listen to, or our archive radio programs. We have lists of all of the books that are available, and we do hope that you'll encourage other people to go. We have links to a number of other ministries we think are doing a great job. But our major job is, of course, to begin to get people to understand what's going on behind the scenes, that there really are secret societies, have always been secret societies, and they have a different agenda. They have certainly a different worldview, because their dedication is not to the preservation of America, but to this idea of a one-world government and a new world order.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.